Welcome to episode 816 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Jeremiah's ministry was marked by deep sorrow and lamentation. Called by God to be a prophet to the nations, he was tasked with delivering messages of judgment and warning to a rebellious Israel. His proclamations often went unheeded, leading to personal anguish and feelings of isolation. Jeremiah 20:14-18.
Cursed be the day on which I was born. The day when my mother bore me, let it not be blessed. Cursed be the man who brought the news to my father, saying, "A son is born to you," making him very glad. Let that man be like the cities that the Lord overthrew without pity. Let him hear a cry in the morning and an alarm at noon, because he did not kill me in the womb. So my mother would have been my grave, and her womb forever great. Why did I come out from the womb to see toil and sorrow, and spend my days in shame?
His tears were not signs of weakness, but of his profound empathy and his heart's alignment with the heart of God who grieves over sin and its destructive consequences. The title Weeping Prophet for Jeremiah is derived from his emotional responses to the sins of his people, the suffering he experienced, and the poignant laments found in both the Book of Jeremiah and the Book of Lamentations. This title underscores his role as a deeply empathetic and compassionate prophet, whose ministry was marked by both sorrow and a passionate commitment to his prophetic calling. Throughout the book of Jeremiah, the prophet expresses his sorrow and anguish over the sins of his people and the impending doom that awaits them. His heartfelt laments and expressions of grief over the fate of Jerusalem and Judah are a significant part of his writings. Jeremiah's divine mission entailed a life marked by solitude and hardship, yet God remained constantly by his side. Due to the looming judgment over Judah, God instructed Jeremiah to remain unmarried and childless. This directive, while potentially deepening his sense of isolation initially, ultimately shielded him from the heartache of seeing his own family suffer during the Babylonian conquest and the subsequent devastation of Jerusalem. Jesus, prophesied to bear our griefs and carry our sorrows, embodied this role throughout his earthly ministry. Jesus' sorrow was interwoven with his mission to bring salvation. His tears were a testament to his empathy for humanity's suffering and alienation from God. The title Man of Sorrows comes from Isaiah 53:3. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. This title encapsulates the depth of Jesus' empathy and identification with human suffering. It underscores his role in Christian belief as the Savior who takes upon himself the sorrows, sins, and pains of humanity, offering redemption through his suffering. This aspect of Jesus' identity is central to Christian faith, emphasizing his sacrificial love and the profound significance of his suffering and death for human salvation. Jesus' life on earth was characterized by rejection, pain, and suffering, culminating in his crucifixion. The New Testament narrates numerous instances of Jesus' suffering, from his emotional anguish in the Garden of Gethsemane to his physical and psychological torment during the crucifixion, as well as the broader theme of his rejection by the people he came to save. There are similarities in the laments of both figures. Both experience deep personal grief. Jeremiah mourns the fall of Judah and the suffering of his people, often crying out in despair. Jesus weeps over Jerusalem, foreseeing its destruction, and agonizes in the Garden of Gethsemane before his crucifixion. He also wept when he received news of the death of his friend Lazarus. Both express righteous anger against injustice and hypocrisy. Jeremiah condemns the corruption and idolatry of his time, while Jesus confronts religious leaders and denounces societal inequalities. Both exhibit profound empathy for the suffering of others. Jeremiah identifies with the pain of his people, his heart aching for their plight. Jesus heals the sick, comforts the downtrodden, and weeps with those who weep. Both grapple with feelings of isolation and loneliness. Jeremiah faces rejection and persecution for his prophecies, while Jesus experiences betrayal by his closest disciples and isolation on the cross. He cries out about being forsaken. Still, there are differences in their context. Jeremiah mourns the loss of national sovereignty, cultural identity, and physical destruction. Jesus grieves the spiritual separation between humanity and God, the weight of impending sacrifice, and the temporary absence of divine comfort. Jeremiah's lamentation is more public and prophetic, expressed through passionate speeches and poetic verses. Jesus's grief is often internalized, revealed through emotional gestures and moments of solitude. Jeremiah finds solace in the promise of a future restoration and new covenant. Jesus' grief culminates in his resurrection, offering hope for eternal redemption and victory over death. What is the significance of their laments? Why should this matter to us? Normalizing emotional vulnerability. Both figures challenge the tendency to suppress or deny negative emotions. They validate the legitimacy of grief, anger, and despair, paving the way for authentic emotional expression. Humanity of God. Jesus' emotional vulnerability underscores his identification with human suffering and offers a bridge between the divine and the human. Power of lament as prayer. Both figures demonstrate the power of lament as a form of prayer, raw and honest cries to God that acknowledge pain while seeking solace and guidance. Transformative potential. Laments, although imbued with negativity, can be stepping stones towards healing and renewal. Jeremiah's lamentations lay the groundwork for hope and restoration, while Jesus' sacrifice leads to ultimate redemption. In reflecting on the lives of Jeremiah and Jesus, we are reminded that sorrow and grief are not antithetical to faith, but are often its deepest expressions. In their tears, we find a God who empathizes with our pain and is deeply committed to our redemption. As we navigate our own valleys of sorrow, may we find comfort in knowing that we follow in the footsteps of the weeping prophet and the man of sorrows, who both point us toward ultimate hope and restoration in God. Jeremiah and Jesus, through their poignant expressions of sorrow and lamentation, provide a powerful testament to the depth of human emotions and the resilience of the human spirit. Their journeys remind us that acknowledging and expressing our pain, in all its raw vulnerability, can pave the way for healing, hope, and a deeper connection with the divine. As we delve into their laments, we find not just echoes of suffering, but also whispers of resilience, compassion, and the promise of ultimate redemption. Father, in our moments of sorrow and grief, help us to remember Jeremiah and Jesus, who bore immense pain but remained steadfast in your work. Teach us to embrace our own sufferings as part of our journey with you, knowing that in you, sorrow is never the final word. May we find strength in their examples and hold on to the hope of restoration and new life in Christ. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.